Ian Payne on LBC.
I'm sure that you've been following in the news the incident in America, another example of a teenager who has been shot dead in St. Louis this time. The US police have clashed with protesters after an officer shot dead a black teenager, very close actually to where Michael Brown was killed in August. That's the death, of course, that triggered the national protests. Crowd of about 100 people gathered at the scene earlier today. There were scuffles the night before. It was at a petrol station, so the kind of conflict between the police and the protesters was actually at the petrol station. I think one of the pumps was actually blown up at one point. I've seen some pretty dramatic pictures of it. Now, the key to this seems to be some video that it looks like it's CCTV in the forecourt of the garage, which the police halt it, pause it at one moment. It's black and white. It's very furry and fuzzy. And there does look to be certainly an outstretched arm pointing towards the policeman and the police patrol vehicle. Let's get the very latest. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent. So is this an argument about whether this boy had a gun or not, or is it getting a lot more complicated now, Simon?
Well, I think that is the essential argument, Ian, and also it's a debate now about what the appropriate response is to this incident, because the real question is this another example of the kind of police violence, police shooting first, asking questions later, that was witnessed not just in the case of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, but also in the case of Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old with a replica gun in the playground in Cleveland, who was shot down by police just 2 seconds after they arrived on the scene. Or does this videotape, as the authorities in Berkeley, Missouri, which is the suburb of St. Louis where this occurred, contend? Is this a case of the police actually asking questions first and then shooting when 18-year-old Antonio Martin pulled a gun on the officer? And certainly the CCTV video footage suggests that that is what may have taken place. And the mayor of Berkeley, himself an African-American, has held a press conference here this morning saying, look, we are a qualitatively different community than Ferguson. Our police are majority African Americans. They're much more sensitive to this kind of thing than police in some other jurisdictions. And he is urging protesters not to seize on this as another example of police brutality. But we'll have to watch and see what happens there tonight.
I saw a remark from the dead teenager's mother in which she said he'd only just left the house and he definitely didn't have a gun. Has anyone from the sort of protesters' side, if you like, been able to say why they think, you know, that CCTV does make it look as if he was when they say he wasn't?
Yeah, we haven't heard responses yet from the side of protesters who, to be fair, are not just, of course, protesting this particular incident and this particular case, but have been demonstrating for weeks over the general issues that are at stake here. The family, as you say, says he didn't even have a gun. Police say that the gun that was recovered at the scene was his, was the one he was brandishing, and it had its serial number rubbed off, which is something that often happens with illegal guns in this country, so it becomes harder for police and for the authorities to trace them. I think the real, you know, question, the real doubt here is Christmas Eve, we're heading into Christmas Day. Is this going to be another tinderbox that sort of lights the storm of public anger about law enforcement not being sufficiently in touch with the communities they're supposed to protect? Or are people like the mayor in Berkeley going to look at this footage and say, look, actually, there's something else going on here. He clearly is pointing a weapon at the police officer, and he shouldn't have been doing that. And I think when we get a little bit closer to nightfall in Missouri, we'll have a clearer sense of how things are going to play out there.
OK, a couple of other things happening in America I just want to ask about briefly, if I can, Simon. One is the former US President George Bush Sr. has been taken to hospital. What's the latest?
Yes, they say he was taken to hospital by ambulance in Houston last night after complaining of a shortage of breath. His chief of staff describes this as simply a bit of a medical hiccup. They expect him to be released in the next few days. They're continuing to evaluate him medically. Remember, George H.W. Bush is now 90. He's been in reasonable health, although he had a couple of months in hospital a couple of years ago after an experience with bronchitis. But this is the former president who, on his birthday every year, engages in a parachute jump from a plane. So he has has been in extraordinary condition. There is obviously concern, though, and President Obama on holiday in Hawaii has sent a message to the Bush family saying that he's thinking of them as everyone waits for more news.
And what has been the reaction to the Sony Corporation's decision to now release the interview movie online later this evening?
Yes, absolutely fascinating. You'll be able to watch the interview on YouTube, on Google Play, on a variety of other online streaming services. Look, the White House has welcomed this decision by Sony Pictures, having slammed Sony for originally shelving plans to launch the film on schedule on Christmas Day. It's also going to be seen in about 300 cinemas across the country, a network of independent cinemas having stepped up and decided to show the film. I suppose we're all braced for some kind of reaction from North Korea. The inference from the authorities here is that they don't believe that the North Koreans have the capacity to attack cinemas or the headquarters of streaming companies where this film is going to be shown. I think there's also an interesting question about whether, you know, this isn't setting some kind of a precedent.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. I mean, can anyone just watch this for free tonight?
I'm not sure if it's free. I haven't checked as to whether YouTube and Google are going to be actually charging for it or whether it's streaming for free. But, you know, it's a very interesting precedent for those streaming services to be carrying a first-run film online. And some of those larger theatre chains, remember that five of them said that they were worried about the prospect of an attack on their property, so they weren't going to show the film. One wonders if those larger cinema chains are now a little bit concerned that this could have set in the industry a new precedent for a studio producing a film and offering it up to viewers first time out, straight out of the gate, via some of these streaming services. It'll be very interesting to see how many people avail themselves of the opportunity to watch this comedy.
It's amazing how this particular story has had so many different interesting angles to it. Simon, thank you very much. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.